whatever it might be, there's ways to get into that industry with very, very little money. And you do it by sourcing the deals. You become the hustler, the marketer, the one that finds the deals. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize that, but really all real estate investing is marketing. The product is real estate.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, I'm very excited to introduce our guest for the day, Zach Booth. Zach, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Absolutely. Really excited to get into your story. Why don't you start us off with sharing a bit about your background and how and why you got into real estate in the first place?
Yeah. So like going way, way, way back, raised to work hard. My dad made sure that I didn't freeload. You're 16, you know, he considered me a man and said, you'll pay for everything except for housing, food, and $200 a year for clothing. Everything else is on you. So like, I even wanted to buy a truck. And he said, if you do, you'll get the cash. I'm not co-signing a loan. I mean, that's how strict my father was. He grew up in a much, much rougher situation than me. I'm spoiled and grateful. In comparison to him, I was fed with a silver spoon. And so his perspective was he needed to teach me to be self-sufficient, take care of myself, and it was the greatest gift that was given to me. So I'd worked a bunch of different jobs. I started working when I was 11, but when I was 16 and I didn't have really any other support, you know, financially, I started going, okay, this sucks. $7 an hour is not going to work. $6 an hour is not going to work. I don't have enough time. I'm trying to do basketball. I'm trying to do all these things. So I started going, okay, how do I get paid more for less time? I can't trade $7 for an hour. I don't have the time to give. And so I became an entrepreneur out of necessity and I loved it. I started a window.
What age was that?
I was 17 when I started my first business. I had saved up to buy a truck cash. I'd worked in Nova Scotia, Canada for the summer and worked 80-hour work weeks to do it and bought my first cell phone, got some window cleaning equipment. I didn't have enough to really buy the equipment I wanted. I had a ladder, a squeegee, a scrubber, my truck, and I couldn't even afford a bucket. So I had to go get a bucket from the construction site, clean out the paint. And I went door to door directly from my parents' house. And I started my first business, window cleaning.
Nice. I love that. What a great job for a 17-year-old. I mean, you know, you hear about mowing lawns and paper delivery, but I haven't heard window cleaning yet. It's a good one.
Oh, dude, it's way better. And like all the young guys out there, go wash some windows. I was making over $100 an hour washing windows. I got really good at it. You can make a lot of money and you can get route work and it's less seasonal than lawns. Anyways, I remember the first day I made $100. The first day I made $1,000. First day I made $2,000 in a day of window washing. Had my first employee when I was 17. And I grew it for over a decade. I ended up on the History Channel because of it. You can still find my YouTube tutorial window cleaning videos on YouTube with millions and millions of views.
I love it.
And I had 3 trucks and 13 employees and I learned a ton. But ultimately, I learned that I hated it. And I found the bigger I got, the less profits I was making. From the outside looking in, I had it all figured out, but I didn't. I felt like I was failing. I wasn't providing the financial freedom that I wanted for myself. Fighting with my wife over the simplest little expenses. You know, we were barely getting by and it sucked. You know, I didn't enjoy the industry. I didn't enjoy who I was working with. I was just done.
And you were like 27 around this time.
Yeah, about 20, 27. Yeah.
Okay.
And I wanted to do something different.
So what was it about the model that stopped working?
Me?
Okay.
Looking back now, I realize how much I didn't understand about leadership and scaling and automating a business. Partly as I got a partnership, gave away 50% of my company because of me thinking I wasn't adequate to do it myself. And that was a bad partnership. And that stopped a lot of the growth. Another thing that I did wrong, I didn't love it. I wasn't invested into it. I didn't get coaches. I didn't pour into myself, into my understanding and education. And it really stopped me. Another big part of it too, you know, most of it was my fault. You can be successful. There's successful window cleaning franchises that can be done. Right. The main problem was me, but it's also not an industry that people geek out on, right? People don't want to be window cleaning technicians their whole lives. It's just a job, right? Where real estate investing, you have more people that aspire to be investors and to be in real estate investing. And that's been a huge help to me.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting to think about all those things. And I mean, ultimately it just wasn't the right fit for you for a number of reasons at that time in your life. And you were looking for something new. So yeah. What brought you to real estate?
I'd read Rich Dad, Poor Dad when I was 14. My family had a lawn mowing business. So I mowed plenty of lawns, right? So I had done that and I didn't want to do any of that anymore. When I was 15, I was running crews for my family's business. I was in charge of about 100 lawns. I knew which lawns needed maintenance. I knew how to mess with sprinkler clocks. I mean, I was doing that kind of stuff at a very young age. And anyways, I remember mowing lawns with my dad. It was late one night and he would work a full-time job and then mow with me and my two brothers. And it's causing me stress. I'm like, if you guys can see me, I'm like scratching my head. But I was thinking back to all these hard hours.
Man.
So I remember mowing these huge mansions up above the Capitol in Salt Lake City and, you know, seeing the junior or the jazz players and, you know, I saw the jazz owner one time, you know, and we're mowing this house across the street. And I remember asking my dad, I was like, are these guys millionaires? You know, how much money do these people make? Like, why are we mowing their lawns? Like, they don't mow their lawns. Why are we mowing lawns? Like, I remember being so confused at 14 and 15, like, what's going on? Like, And I had all these questions about money. And my dad's like, I don't know, son, talk to my rich friend.
was good advice.
Yeah, it was great advice. And, I love my dad. He's funny. He's been in the same job since he's 19. He's 61 now, you know, just super hardworking, dedicated man. And he's taught me so many wonderful things, but you know, he didn't have the ability to teach me about building wealth and financial freedom. He hadn't done it himself. And anyways, he's like, talk to Clint. And I'm like, Clint doesn't have any money. He drives this beat up old truck. And he's like, son, you know, I associated that with money. And he's like, just talk to him. He has money. He has multiple rentals. He, you know, he's done very, very well for himself. He's just cheap, right? He's just cheap, son. So I was like, okay, I'll talk to him. So he told me to read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Uh-huh. So that was my first book. I knew that I at some point needed to be responsible for my own financial life. Real estate was something that I started thinking about at that age. And so in my early 20s, when I was still washing windows, I wanted to buy a house for my wife and I. And so I bought a duplex. We lived in one side and rented the other. My payment was like $450 a month is all. That included taxes and insurance. And I rented the other side for about $750. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, I'm a genius, right? I got lucky, honestly, on the purchase. The banks were unloading their foreclosures after 08. It was 2010. And I was like, okay, I just need to buy 50 more of these things and I'm retired, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go get another loan. I didn't put anything down because it was a primary residence, first time home buyer grant, a few things that I was able to do. Well, I hit all these roadblocks, debt to income ratios, down payments, all that. And I'm like, okay, well, now what do I do? Mm-hmm. And that's what got me into it. Like seeing the power of that first rental and realizing how much easier that money was than grinding for windows, you know, window cleaning. Yeah. I got into a few years later, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears and mistakes and ultimately finding the right coach and everything changed. The first year I went full-time in real estate, first 8 months, I made about 115 or so, give or take a few thousand. The next year, just shy of $500,000. The year after that, 1.2 million. You know, in a handful of years, once I figured out a strategy and something that I wanted to be doing, everything changed for me. 100%. Yeah.
Well, and that's you spoke about that briefly, but there's so much there, right? Like, I feel like everybody has to figure out their own real estate path. And it's because it's a vast world, right? And so what was that, if you could think back to those early days, you know, obviously you're doing much different things now. What was that like trying to figure it out, what you wanted to do?
Yeah, there's so much information overwhelm, right? So everyone's talking about exit strategies, right? So you go to gurus, you go to guys with YouTube channels and podcasts, like, you know, I have all that stuff and I help and I coach, but everyone's like, oh, you need to do wholesaling, or you need to do buy and hold, or you need to do syndication, or you need to do developments or whatever.
Yeah.
And all that's great, but ultimately there's really one thing you need to understand. If you want to be successful in real estate investing, you have to start with a super discounted property. Right. And so if you go, okay, I want to do single family rentals, multifamily rentals, I want to do flips, whatever it might be, there's ways to get into that industry with very, very little money. And you do it by sourcing the deals. You become the hustler, the marketer, the one that finds the deals. And I didn't realize that, but really all real estate investing is marketing. The product is real estate, right? And so what I learned was I wanted to buy and hold. I wanted to build wealth. I wanted to have passive income. I wanted to have all those things, but I didn't know how to get there because of all these barriers to buy deals from the, you know, the MLS or from brokers or anything. I couldn't buy them. So I heard about something called real estate wholesaling, right? Which is what I said, it's sourcing discounted opportunities and get paying a finder's fee. Right. And I found that I could put a house under contract and sell that purchase contract to a buy and hold investor or to a flipper and basically get paid a fee for selling them the contract, and they closed on the contract. And I heard you can make $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $100,000 to sell a piece of paper. And I was like, that's it. That's my entry. That's my opportunity, because I can work hard, right? I'm not the smartest guy in the room and I'm okay with that, but I know I can work hard. And so I was like, okay, that's my entry. I'm going to go find deals, make the cash, and then I'm going to cherry pick the best rentals. I'm going to be able to negotiate seller finance. And that's what I've been able to do. So I got into real estate wholesaling to be able to get started, because I didn't have a lot of the things that were stopping me from just investing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great place to get started, you know, for people who maybe are short on cash. And also it teaches you so many skills, right? Like it teaches you how, like in order to be successful, you have to find these deeply discounted properties.
And you have to know how to evaluate them, because if you're going to pass them off to an investor, you have to be able to speak their language. You have to be able to know what they're looking for and what they want and why they want it that way.
Yeah.
Right. And so if, like, I have students that I teach them my system, they find an off market, super discounted, you know, fourplex. They're like, Zach, how do we evaluate it? All right. That's the next step. Let's figure out how to evaluate it, how to offer, and what your cash buyers are going to want to know about it. Right. And then all of a sudden they're an expert real estate investor and they got paid a $20,000, $30,000 assignment fee for structuring the deal. Now you can take that money and go buy the next one.
Right.
It's to me, it is the best business model there is if you want to get into real estate investing, because how powerful is it for me now, or for any other person that starts with wholesaling? Now I have my core business, which is a deal sourcing company that's cash flowing, makes a ton of money.
Yeah.
I have people that negotiate all the deals, and I go, I'll pass. Oh, I'm going to keep that one. My net worth goes up $100,000. My cash flow goes up because I cherry picked one, right? It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, that's a really, I'd love to dive into your business model a bit, because it's something you coach and you're clearly an expert in it. So whatever you can share right now, how are you helping people find these properties? I mean, I know you can't share it all in the short amount of time we have, but
yeah, I'm going to be as transparent. I'm going to give as much as I can. I'm not just trying to pitch my course. Everybody here, I give away everything I can for free. I really do. Right. So everything I have, if you search Driving for Dollars Mastery, everything that I have is branded around Driving for Dollars. So what Driving for Dollars is, it's a very simple concept of, we identify ugly houses, right? We drive around, identify ugly houses or houses with physical signs of neglect. We find out who owns them and reach out and see if they want to sell. They do want to sell. We go, do you want to list it and get as much as possible? Or do you want to work with an investor, have speed and convenience, knowing that you won't make as much, but there's the convenience factor? Right. And we're trying to find those 1 out of 100 sellers, right? That want speed and convenience over price. That's what we're doing. And so the reason we do the driving, there's lots of ways. You can do PPC and, you know, when someone search sell my house fast, you can do Facebook ads, you can do billboard signs, you can do radio ads. And I've done most of all these things, right? But really, this is the best and most profitable marketing channel that I found, and for a lot of reasons, right? A lot of people talk about driving for dollars as like the first and what newbies do, But honestly, yeah. I believe it's more than just for new people. Yeah. I've been able to build a $1 million company around this marketing channel. It is scalable because of the new technologies that we have in place. So the way I'm sourcing my deals, the foundation of any business is your marketing. So my marketing, my foundation is driving for dollars. If you guys want to see how to do it, what we're doing, I actually demonstrate it day by day for you guys to watch and get an over the shoulder look of what that looks like. I wanted to show people how possible it was. I don't want to go down a rabbit hole and explain exactly why, but the challenge was to take $1,000 and to turn it into over 40 grand in just 40 days. Mm-hmm. And I knew that if I was going to show people and like help them see how possible it was, I couldn't do it here where I live, where I have my team and everything else. Be like, oh, you have all the connections. That's why you're successful. It's like, okay, well, let's go somewhere else. So I went to Tampa, Florida. I'd never been there. I picked Tampa because it was sunny and warm in January.
Good call.
And my wife's family lives in Brazil. My wife's from Brazil and she was going to visit her family. There's planes that fly out of Tampa. And so she could come and go and I could be there. And that's why we picked that market. So no like intelligent thought process around personal convenience. So we flew down there. I had a film crew follow me and it was a day by day challenge, right? And I share it for free on my YouTube channel. You guys can check it out. I love it.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
That is so cool. I mean, that's got to be gold. Like, I mean, especially for all those people who are starting out, I mean, to be able to watch Zach do this just is amazing.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And that's why I did it. I did it for people to see how possible it was. You know, I remember thinking back to when I started, I was a major skeptic. You know, I was like, oh, all these gurus are selling courses. They don't make any money though. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Like, I've had the same thing. I'm like, most of their business is selling education. And to me, that just never felt right.
Sure. Or they didn't even do anything other than the education, right? Yeah. They were just good at pushing courses. And I was like, I don't know. And is it really possible to be successful? Or is it just because people get paid to push the courses? And I was a major skeptic. And then also it didn't sit right with my belly. Cause I was like, why in the world would anyone sell a house for 40 cents on the dollar? Yeah. I was like, you have to be shady and dishonest to get a deal like that. Like, why in the world wouldn't someone do that? So it didn't sit right with me and my core values. And so I was like, this isn't necessarily for me, but I kept trying to get into real estate investing, buy and hold. And I kept hearing about it, wholesaling. And I'm like, I don't know. But I met a guy.
Something you said, just like, I want to just dive into that for a second. Cause it's something that I have this conversation kind of over and over again with certain people in my life. And, you know, I talk about like, oh, I just interviewed this person who does land flipping and da, 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 da. And then this, you know, this thing that didn't sit well in your belly of like, well, are you doing them a service if you're buying the property at, you know, 40 cents on the dollar or what they could get? And it's just like, I haven't actually figured out how to explain the value and why someone might actually be better off doing it through you. Can you explain that real quick?
100% I can. So I kind of had like had it in the back of my mind, but I was a skeptic. So what helped me comprehend the principle and why it's a wholesome business and I'm not taking advantage of people. I was washing windows for an elderly guy named Stan, and very wealthy guy, real estate developer, very educated, made millions and millions of dollars off of real estate investing, washing his mansion. And I find out he's a developer. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to know everything. So I talked to him for like an hour and a half. The end of the conversation, I was like, man, if I could just get two rentals this year, it'd be huge. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, that's convenient. I got these two properties I don't want to deal with. I got these two multi-million-dollar developments that are taking my time and I don't want to work any more than that. Mm-hmm. Right. He's like, yeah. I'm playing a lot, my grandkids, yada, yada. And if you'll buy them, I'll give them to you at a fantastic price because I like you. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, great. Let's do this. And he's like, okay. And he goes over and gets a white piece of paper and starts writing down the agreement. I was like, whoa. Don't we need to, like, I'm trying to talk him out of signing the agreements, right? It's like, don't we need like a state approved form or something or attorney? And He's like, nah, this is the works. Take this to the title company. He's educating me on how to do deals, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't have the money to buy him. I didn't have the ability to get the debt. So he was the bank, and he wanted $500,000, which is at a big discount. I didn't know that right then, but he told me they were, and I was trusting him. He's like, take this to the title company, find out what they're really worth, talk to an agent. You know, he's going through like what I needed to do.
Yeah.
And anyways, he's like, well, can you put 10% down? I was like, I don't have 50 grand. Like, I can give you $2,000, you know, yeah. Like, he's like, okay, that works. Whatever. You know, I'm like, heck yeah, let's do this. And so sign the papers, find out I'm getting them at a huge discount. They're worth like $750,000, mm-hmm. right? I'm getting them for 500. I'm like, holy crap. So mm-hmm. I put tenants in place with a, you know, renting with an option to buy. Both of them exercised their right to buy. I put the price way too low. Anyways, I still make over $100,000 in like a year and a half off these properties. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, holy crap, it exists.
Yeah.
Right. And so like having that experience made me believe. So I go and get a mentor. I hired Tom Kroll, and Tom Kroll taught me something very interesting. He said, we are a pawn shop for houses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why do people sell things at a pawn shop? Speed and convenience over price. They know they could list it on eBay and Craigslist and go through the hassle and negotiate yeah. and barter and get more, but they don't care. There's people that'll even post stuff on Craigslist for free just to get it out of their hair.
Yeah.
Right. I have a guy in my office that picks up free furniture, him and his wife part-time. And in the weekends, they make over $5,000 to $12,000 per mm-hmm. month selling free furniture. They got just reselling it in the same platforms.
Yeah.
And so it's the same concept. There are people that want speed and convenience over price. So the tired landlords, right? People that don't need or don't want to deal with it anymore. Inherited properties, they have bad siblings or something, right? It's really bad condition. Mom was a hoarder. Divorce situations. There's lots of situations where we're actually coming in and serving and helping these people and offering them speed and convenience. Mm-hmm. And so it is shady and dishonest if you're dishonest and shady, right? But the thing is once I find yeah. someone that wants to sell, I say, hey, like I'm an investor. I may not be your best option. Like, sounds like they need work. Yes. But why don't you just deal with getting them fixed up and selling them top dollar on the MLS?
Yeah.
And they're, guess what they say? They say, yeah, that's probably what I'll do. And I'll say, okay, yeah, you should probably do that. I might not be the best fit. Okay, yeah. Great. I hang up.
Yeah.
But many of them, right, they're going to be like, well, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I want the convenience. I don't care. And so like, if you don't believe that as a listener, right, the listeners out there that would be like, I don't know if that really exists. Is it really possible? Especially with how hot the market is and all these other things that I guarantee you're thinking right now.
Yeah.
I did this challenge for that whole reason. So you yeah. guys can see it unfold and see how wholesome and honest and transparent and how much wealth you can build in a short amount of time.
Well, and I bet that's so refreshing for people who, you know, are selling or, you know, need to unload these properties to have you actually, I mean, honestly say, so like, you know, would you rather do X, Y, and Z and get top dollar, or would you sell it at a discount to someone like me? I mean, that's probably really refreshing. I feel like if I've ever gotten letters in the past, I mean, maybe your letters don't say that, but I don't really have the feeling that they're trying to do the right thing for me.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I've seen postcards where like, we'll pay full retail price, all cash, yada, yada. It's like BS, dude. Like you're not getting the point. But there's a lot of people don't understand this concept. They want to be rich and wealthy and get discounted opportunities. They don't understand that. You got to find the people that you can actually serve and help. We're not selling ketchup popsicles to women in white gloves, mm-hmm. right? We're not trying to sell ice to Eskimos here. We're not trying to convince people where they're fit. We're trying to find people that we are a service and a help to their situation, right? Yeah. Yeah. It's a big difference. Like, so day four of the challenge, I call a guy named Jerry. And you hear the conversation, you guys can listen to it. I'm like, Jerry, you fixed them up. They're in great condition. Why don't you just list them and squeeze as much out as you can? His exact words are, I don't care. I'm like, great. I'm on my way. You know, so it's like, I helped him, you know, and come to find out the reason he was selling, he was a real estate investor. He was super successful, retired, made a ton of money. He had like, I spent 4 hours in his house. Him telling me stories of all the ways he had willed and dealed and found these discounted opportunities to make himself wealthy.
Yeah.
And the reason he was getting rid of 3 properties and selling them to me is he was dying of cancer, and his very capable, intelligent wife could handle all of their rentals, but he didn't want her dealing with those three because they were far and in a bad area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for him, he wanted the peace of mind. He knew he could list them and get more, but he wanted time and efficiency because he didn't want to worry about those while he was dying of cancer. He wanted to be done. Right. And we built an amazing relationship. I had him on my podcast and had him share his stories. Right. I'm friends with her still. Right. And so like, that was a whole reason I did the challenges for people to see that right there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think there's just so much that's so powerful in there. And one of the biggest things is just like the mindset, like just actually believing that you can do this business and get discounted properties in a way that is, you know, honest and where you're actually providing value to someone who needs it. And it's not going to be, everyone's going to be the best fit for you. But I just think that's so powerful. And I feel like so many people have hangups about investing in real estate because somehow they feel like it's screwing somebody else over.
Yep. Yeah. And most people do. That's how they do it. And so, yeah, I understand where you're coming from. If you have those thoughts, I did. Mm-hmm. I did. And it kept me from taking action for a long time. And it sucks because it's like, man, how much further would I be ahead? You know, like how much more could I have?
So would you feel like do you think other people who are doing what you're doing are kind of different or not doing it ethically?
Are there good doctors? Are there bad doctors? Are there good attorneys? Are there bad attorneys? Every industry, every field, you're going to have people that have core values that align with yours.
Yeah. And I think that's such a good way.
Yeah. And so are there amazing human beings that do what I do? Yes. Amazing ones. Are there good coaches that care about their students and want to see them succeed and like spend their time and pray for their students and like 100% there for their students? Yes. Are there coaches that just sell products? Yes. Right.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that's a really excellent way of putting it. So thanks for that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So we've covered a lot. I know you were headed somewhere with your stories. Is there anything else you want to share before we start to wrap up?
Yeah. I want to share a gift actually with your audience, if that's okay. It's just a free PDF.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. So one of the reasons I've been so successful in real estate wholesaling, real estate investing, is getting good at finding the sellers that want speed and convenience, right? And I told you guys that I did it through Driving for Dollars. And I told you it's the best marketing channel to find off-market discounted properties, regardless of you need a lot of leads or you're just starting out, right? It is the best marketing channel, the most profitable marketing channel. So I have a free resource. I call it the 7 reasons why Driving for Dollars is the fastest way to make an absolute fortune in real estate. And the link is DFD, stands for Driving for Dollars, dfdmastery.com/7free. So I'm sure you'll be able to put that in the show notes for everybody too. But
yes, absolutely.
Cool. But yeah, get that free resource. I want to make sure you guys get that for sure.
Awesome. Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And obviously you've put your challenge online. How do people find that challenge?
So my YouTube channel is Real Estate Investing with Zach Booth. Nothing super fancy. Maybe I need to get a new name. But yeah, I have a YouTube channel. I have a podcast as well, you know, where I told you I had Jerry on there and I've had other investors, but I also have a lot of my students and what they did and how they did it, how much money they made, those kinds of things. And that is called Driving for Dollars Mastery. You guys can check out the podcast, Instagram, Facebook, wherever you want to follow me, you guys can.
Awesome. Well, I really hope you all take some time to check out Zach's stuff. I mean, I just, if you can't feel the genuine nature of him oozing through the podcast, you definitely will pick it up in his videos. And anyway, it's just been such a pleasure having you on the show, Zach, and really excited to see how you've, I mean, I'm definitely going to be checking out some of those case studies and some of your students and how they've, you know, taken the Driving for Dollars. Driving for Dollars is how I found my first flip. And it's not something I've really thought about doing, but you know, it in terms of generating cash quickly, it seems like a wonderful way to do that. So thank you so much for coming on and just a ton of value that you provided today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.